memberikan jawaban. So the Kurukula Center prayers, starting on page 7 and going through to page 37. In the Buddha's Dharma and Sangha, until enlightened I seek refuge, through merit from giving and the rest, to aid all may I become Buddha. In the Buddha's Dharma and Sangha, until enlightened I seek refuge, through merit from giving and the rest, to aid all may I become Buddha. In the Buddha's Dharma and Sangha, until enlightened I seek refuge, through merit from giving and the rest, to aid all may I become Buddha. May all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and its causes. May all sentient beings never be parted from sorrowless bliss. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from bias, attachment, and hatred. To the founder, the endowed, transcendent destroyer, the one gone beyond, the foe destroyer, the completely perfected, fully awakened being, perfect in knowledge and good conduct, Siddhartha, and Lord of the world, supreme guide of human beings to be tamed, teacher of gods and human beings, to you, the completely and fully awakened one, the endowed, transcendent destroyer, the glorious conqueror, the subduer, and the Shakya clan, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. To the founder, the endowed, transcendent destroyer, the one gone beyond, the foe destroyer, the completely perfected, fully awakened being, perfect in knowledge and in good conduct, Siddhartha, and Lord of the world, supreme guide of human beings to be tamed, teacher of gods and human beings, to you, the completely and fully awakened one, the endowed, transcendent destroyer, the glorious conqueror, the subduer from the Shakya clan, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. To the founder, the endowed, transcendent destroyer, the one gone beyond, the soul destroyer, the completely perfected, fully awakened being, perfect in knowledge and in good conduct, Siddhartha and Lord of the world, supreme guide of human beings to be tamed, teacher of gods and human beings, to you, the completely and fully awakened one, the endowed, transcendent destroyer, the glorious conqueror, the subduer from the Shakya clan, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. When, O Supreme, among humans you were born on this earth, you paced out 7 strides, then said, I am supreme in this world, to you who were wise then I prostrate. With pure bodies formed supremely pure, with emotion like a golden mountain, same the places in the free world, winner of the best, Lord, to you I prostrate. With the supreme sign, face like spotless moon, color like gold, to you I prostrate. Thus free like you, the three worlds are not, incomparably wise one, to you I prostrate. The Savior having great compassion, the founder having all understanding, the field of merit with qualities like a vast ocean, to you the one gone to dustness I prostrate. The purity that frees one from attachment, the virtue that frees one from the lower realm, the one path of sublime pure reality, to the Dharma that pacifies thy prostrate. Those who are liberated and who also show the path of liberation, the holy field qualified with realization, who are devoted to the moral precept, to you the sublime community intending virtue I prostrate. Homage to the Supreme Buddha, homage to the Dharma refuge, homage to the great Sangha, to all free, ever devout homage. To all worthy of respect, bowing with bodies as many as all realms, atoms, in all aspects. With supreme faith I pay homage. Do not commit any non-virtuous actions. Perform only perfect virtuous actions. Subdue your mind thoroughly. This is the teaching of the Buddha. A star, a mirage, the flame of a lamp. An illusion, a drop of dew or a bubble. A dream, a flash of lightning, a cloud. See conditioned things as such. Through these merits may sentient beings attain the rank of all seeing. So
subdue the foe of faults, and be delivered from samsara's ocean, perturbed by the waves of aging, sickness, and death.
Oh, from to see us hundreds of God's protectors hark, to tip of this fresh, pure, white, deep, bird-like cloud, holosandra, Dharma's omniscient king, pray come to this place with your disciples. Inspect the head on lion strong, lotus and wind, venerable guru, smile brightly with delight. Pray, say, hundreds of eons to spread doctrine as supreme merit. Seal for my mind of faith your wisdom, mind sees for angels of above. Your eloquence speech adorns fortunate ears. Your beauteous body, fame, glory, outstanding. Homage to you, worthwhile to think of, hear and see. Pleasant offerings of water, various flowers, fragrant incense, light perfume, and so on. Oceans of offerings set out and envisioned, offered up to you, supreme field of merit, non-virtue committed with body, speech, and mind, which I have heaped up since beginning last time, especially water, contradicted three, each I confess from my heart with strong regret. In time of strife you strove to learn and practice, shunned mundane concerns, made life essence full. O protector from death of our hearts, we rejoice in your powerful great deeds. Venerable Guru, from love and wisdom, clouds gently mass in your Dharma Kaya sky, pray loose the rain of vast profound Dharma on fields of disciples just as needed. May whatever truth that I here gathered bring benefit to all beings and doctrine, and may it make venerable Losandra essential teaching specially shine forever. Name it, waiter, chant, and rising, dream again, play, womp, oh, jump, do for my little John says long with a dungeon cape to get some copper. Lose on the page of love so adorable, glorious and precious through Guru. Pray take seed of lotus on my crown, caring for me with your Exalted three jewels, thus have I heard at one time the Blessed One was dwelling in the high and awesome mountain,
together with a great assembly of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the concentration on the countless aspects of phenomena called profound illumination. At that very time, the superior Avalokiteshvara, the bodhisattva, the great being, was looking perfectly at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom. Perfectly looking at the emptiness of inherent existence of the five aggregates also. Then through the power of the Buddha, the Venerable Shariputra said to the superior Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, how should a child of the lineage train who wishes to engage in the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the superior Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, replied to the Venerable Shariputra as follows. Shariputra, whatever son or daughter the lineage wishes to engage in the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, should look perfectly like this. Subsequently, looking perfectly and correctly at the emptiness of inherent existence of the five aggregates also.
Form is empty, emptiness is form.
Emptiness is not other than form.
Form is not other than emptiness.
In the same way, feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are empty,
without
characteristics. That is, they are not produced and do not cease. They have no defilement and no separation from defilement.
They have no decrease and no increase.
Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness,
there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no compositional factors, no consciousness.
There is no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind.
No visible form, no sound, no smell, no taste, no object of touch, no mental phenomenon.
There is no eye element and so forth, up to no mind element, up to no element of mental consciousness.
There is no ignorance and no cessation of ignorance and so forth, up to no aging and death and no cessation of aging and death.
Likewise, there is no suffering, no origin, no cessation and no path, no exalted wisdom, no attainment and also no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, because there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide in the perfection of wisdom, and because their minds have no obstructions, they have no fear. Passing utterly beyond error, they attain the final state beyond sorrow. All the Buddhas who reside in the three times, by relying upon the perfection of wisdom,
become manifest and complete Buddhas in the state of unsurpassed, perfect and complete enlightenment.
Therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the equal to the unequaled mantra, the mantra that thoroughly pacifies all suffering, since it is not false, should be known as the truth. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Tayata gate gate para gate para sambate bodhisoha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva, a great being, should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that concentration and said to the superior Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, well said, O child of the lineage, so it is. The profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced exactly as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, the superior Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, and the entire assembly, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, demigods, Gandhavas, and others, were filled with admiration and highly praised what had been spoken by the Blessed One.
In the holy supreme abode of the Dakinis, possessed of clairvoyance and miraculous power, unwaveringly caring for practitioners as your children,
Homage to the host of the three places, Dakinis.
Akasamatashara samayate. Akasamatashara samayate. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasamgate bodhisattva.
To the power of truth of the exalted three jewel speech, may all inside negativity, such as the four maras, be stopped. May they become non-existent. May they be pacified.
All enemies, destructive and hindrances, shante kure soha.
The 80,000 types of obstructives pacified, free from adverse harmful conditions. May all the conducive and perfect auspiciousness bring happiness and well-being here right now.
Ground perfume. Before teachings is generally started by the teacher, Geshe Tinley, or whoever the teacher is. Sangye Chodam Dohye Chonam La Jantye Haru Dhamni Kyaptu Chi Dhamye Chimyen Ki Te Sonam Ki Trola Penche Sangye Drupa Shu Sangye Chodam Dohye Chonam La Jantye Haru Dhamni Kyaptu Chi Dhamye Chimyen Ki Te Sonam Ki Trola Penche Sangye Drupa Shu Sangye Chodam Dohye Chonam La Jantye Haru Dhamni Kyaptu Chi Dhamye Chimyen Ki Te Sonam Ki Trola Penche Sangye Drupa Shu. Then after teaching, in the Kurukula Center Prayer Book, we start on page 39 and go through to page 49. Is that right? Sorry, page 59. Yeah, to the top of page 59. Sorry. From my two collections,
vast of faith that I have amassed from working with effort at this practice for a great length of time.
May I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose minds are as distant and blind as I ignorance.
Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all my lives, Mentor Sri. May I find the best of complete greater paths for the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by practicing.
Using skillful means
drawn by the strong force of compassion,
may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings with the points of the path as I have discerned them.
May I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time. With my heart going out with great compassion in whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread, or once spread have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid.
May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted bounteous peace,
and the Buddha's peace be nourished for a long time. By even this great course to enlightenment, completed due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their children. May all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and make things conducive for practicing the excellent path never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes an effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may they always be assisted by the Mighty One, and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere.
In the snow mountain and circle land, source of every benefit and joy, may Lord Tenzin Gyatso Chen Rinpoche, we may of refuge of myself and of all transmigrating beings.
In all our lifetimes is the embodiment of the three jewels,
the all-encompassing three refuges in one, the Guru, the wish-granting jewel, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, the Master Padmasambhava, the Dharma King Khonsan Gampo and Trisong Jetsun, the Abbot Shantarakshita, and the numberless holy beings who preserve and spread the Buddha Dharma in Tibet, and the Tibetan people who practice and serve Buddhism so faithfully for 1,000 years. As well as those who, along with many others, died sacrificing their lives for Tibet and its holiness. May all their positive wishes be fulfilled immediately.
Due to their limitless kindness, the sun of Tibetan Buddhism has now risen in the west, which is a dark land. And now that I have met with the Dharma, I have received the perfect human body, enabling me to lead a meaningful life. Our refuge and savior, the Supreme One, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and the Tibetan people have been so kind to us. Remember this, we make the following dedicating prayers. May all His Holiness the Dalai Lama's wishes be successful immediately. May the snow land of Tibet achieve pure freedom and develop the Buddha Dharma even more than before in Tibet. And may all mother transmigratory beings achieve enlightenment quickly.
So Chang Jin Chang Gong Gyal Wei. subdueth tomorrow away, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Mundinus' victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplishes magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior, myself, and others, your disciples, please live long. Your form embodies all Buddhas, your nature is that of Vajradhara, you are the root of the three jewels, homage to you, O Gurus. In short, I seek your blessings, O Protector, to be cared for by you, from birth unremittingly throughout all my life, and thus become your chief disciple, holding every secret of your body, speech, and mind. O Protector, please grant that all be auspicious for me to be foremost among your very first circle of disciples wherever you manifest Buddhahood, so that all my temporal and ultimate wishes, without exception, may be effortlessly and spontaneously fulfilled. And all my life, never separated from perfect gurus, may I enjoy the magnificent Dharma. By completing the qualities of the stages and paths, may I quickly attain the state of Vajradhara. Furthermore, in life after life, may I, pleasing him in return, be forever fostered by an accomplished Mahayana spiritual master, the source of every virtue of this world and beyond. In their care, may I inquire in them a firm, unshakable faith, pleasing them by every means possible, doing nothing even for an instant to disappoint. May my spiritual master impart to me every instruction and every teaching in its entirety. Having understood them faultlessly, may I practice them and be able to bring them to perfection. May I never even for a moment fall under the sway of malevolent teachers and misleading friends. Having developed in every life belief in cause and effect, renunciation, the body, mind, and the pure view, may I embark upon them continually with effortless experience. In every life, may every virtuous act gathered by way of body, speech, and mind be caused solely for the welfare of others and for the purest and highest enlightenment. Due to the great force of negative karma amassed in past lives, in this life we Tibetans are undergoing great suffering. May all the causes for this suffering finally be consumed, and may the happy sun of freedom dawn above us all. The most salient supporting condition for the suffering of Tibetans and the Chinese, who are confused about what causes happiness and pain, may they develop great loving kindness and compassion directed toward us Tibetans and all sentient beings. We must recognize that for us Tibetans to view the Chinese as our enemies, and for them to view us with hatred and disdain, will cause ceaseless suffering for all concerned. Knowing this, let us have love for one another like the love between mother and child. Through the powerful reality of the three jewels and of relativity free of extreme, and through the powerful truth of the unwavering causality of karma, good or bad, may these aims that I pray for with a good heart come to pass right now without any hindrance.
Through this virtue, may Lama Tsongkhapa on the bottom of page 75.
Mm-hmm.